We've done some sitting, we've done some standing this morning. I'd like you to take the standing instructions into your walking practice. When you walk, for those of you who've done this,
doing this the first time, you choose a stretch, 10 meters, 15, 20 steps, and you make sure that you have a clear beginning and a clear end. That's important. Walking is not a walk. Yeah, it's walking back and forth. Not circles, not eights, not complicated geometrical forms or something. Yeah, dodecahedrons or something like that. Don't just go back and forth. And the idea is to connect your attentional capacity with the sensations in your feet. That's one of the ideas. And that sensation in your feet change, obviously, when you place your foot, when you weight your foot, when you roll the other foot. So you walk very slowly and you attend to the sensations, to those in one foot and then in the other foot. If you walk as slow as I do, you can easily shift your attention to the foot where more is happening. Don't make yourself crazy. Obviously, you can make your focus big, but both feet apart, or you can meticulously identify 16 stages in one foot, but just take a beginning, take an end, and walk and attend to your feet. A flowing, continuous type of attention. If the mind wanders off, you bring it back to the feet. It is to be expected that you wobble because you go beyond your automatism in walking and suddenly you start wobbling. Yeah. So don't be disturbed by this, just gently feel the shift in weight, the shift in sensations, and attend to those soles while you walk up and down. If too much is happening, walk slower or stand still and just scan through your body. And go through the line, center, midline of your body, feel the sensations, feel what your hands are feeling, feel the air, feel your feet, feel your weight, feel the distribution of weight. Take stock and then you continue. At the end of the stretch, you stand for a moment, you scan through your body, you turn, you scan again, and you walk back. Yeah? Good. Do we have a bell? Okay, wonderful. Let's make sure that you don't cross each other's path, and keep your eyes open. I didn't say that. This is definitely recommended.